Hello, and welcome to another episode of A Witty Fool. I am so glad you decided to join me today. I am very excited for this episode. I know I say that every week, but this episode specifically, I'm extra excited for it because it's a topic I feel very strongly about, and it's an artist that I absolutely adore, and I'm just so, so excited. But before we dive in, I have to wish you a lovely week, and if it's later in your week, I hope you've had an amazing week so far. I hope you've got a sweet treat with you. I actually have a savory treat. I'm eating some fried rice from Trader Joe's. It is so good. I'm in just high spirits today. The sun is shining. I was driving around earlier with the windows down listening to Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten. The one that's like, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Like, I love that song. I did not have that music on quietly, and I think people in my town probably think I'm crazy, anyone who saw me, because I was really going for it in the car, but hey, I'm happy. I think my goal for you this week is to do that. I think everyone should blast Unwritten with the windows down at least once in their life. It's definitely worth the embarrassment, but I digress. Okay, I gotta hop into this quote because I'm just too excited, so let's talk about it. Today's quote comes from the singer Fiona Apple. She said in an interview in MTV's 120 Minutes, "I spent so much time being ashamed of being a very sensitive person. It's not cool to be sensitive." Like, I feel that. I could totally relate to that, and I have a lot of thoughts on this, which I gotta put on hold for a second because I just need to talk about Fiona Apple for a second while we let this quote marinate in our minds. So let me talk about Fiona Apple for a minute. If you don't know who she is a very successful artist that blew up in the later 90s. Her music, I would describe it as very poetic. Not things don't always rhyme. Sometimes there's weird noises she'll make out of nowhere. Like the background music can be a little jarring sometimes. Her music is very unique, and I absolutely adore it. It's nothing I've ever heard before, and her lyrics, I can relate to a lot of them. She was doing stuff I think that she was way ahead of her time when she started releasing music, because she started writing music when she was 11. Her first song that came out, she wrote when she was 14 or 13, I think. She ended up getting discovered because she sent Sleep to Dream to a friend, and her friend was babysitting for this woman that was in the music industry, and this woman was at a party with Andy Slater, who ended up being Fiona's manager and producer, and he called her up and got her signed. So it was just like almost a, like, overnight success kind of story. Everything kind of happened pretty fast for her. She was talking in an interview with Howard Stern, who we hate. We hate Howard Stern, by the way. She was talking in an interview with him that she didn't really have time to really decide what she wanted. Everything happened so fast, and she was young. I think she was 19. No, well, she was 19 in that interview, but she's still very young to blow up that big. So yeah, she was kind of one of those like overnight successes, and Sleep to Dream is an amazing song. Like, the fact that was the first song she came out with was just like insane. She came out with 5 albums in total. Her first one in 96, titled Title, and her most recent album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, which came out in 2020. Yeah, but yeah, she's been doing this for a while, and she's just incredible, and I love her. She's won 3 Grammys and 1 VMA, and has been nominated for a lot more. I don't think I could do her justice unless I played for you her acceptance speech at the 1997 VMAs, because this speech got so much backlash, and she was heavily criticized for this speech because it was very different than what anyone was doing. Most people got up on that stage and thanked their fans and their family and their producers and just like, said, "I'm so grateful." And like, you know, that's what you would expect. That's what a lot of people do. But she used the time that she had in front of a ton of people on live television to send a message to the younger generation. And I'm just gonna play it for you because I don't think I can do it justice. But I think you should give this a listen.
Man, oh man. I didn't prepare a speech and I'm sorry, but I'm glad that I didn't because I'm not gonna do this like everybody else does it. Because everybody that I should be thanking, I'm really sorry, but I have to use this time. See, Maya Angelou said that we as human beings at our best can only create opportunities. And I'm gonna use this opportunity the way that I wanna use it. So what I wanna say is, everybody out there that's watching, everybody that's watching this world is bullshit. And you shouldn't model your life, wait a second, you shouldn't model your life about what you think that we think is cool and what we're wearing and what we're saying and everything. Go with yourself, go with yourself. And there's just a few people that I want to say something to. I want to say, Mama, I love you. I'm so glad that we're becoming friends. Amber, I love you. You're my sister. You're my best friend. Andrew Slater, no one else could have produced this album and no one else did. And it's just stupid that I'm in this world, but you're all very cool to me. So thank you very much. And I'm sorry for all the people that I didn't thank, but man, it's good. Bye.
At the time, that was super controversial because no one was doing that. And she got a lot of backlash after from a lot of, more specifically, male comedians and talk show hosts just making fun of her and completely disrespecting her as an artist and as a person. And I don't think that would have gotten the same backlash today, but it just shows how different things are just since 1997. I think she was very ahead of her time, and it took a lot of guts for her to get up there and just say, this world is bullshit. Like, but yes, I love Fiona Apple. I love what she's about. You should definitely go give her a listen after this episode. So let's dive into this quote. So the title of this episode is, It's Not Cool to Be Sensitive. So first of all, what does it mean to be sensitive? I know I have been called sensitive a million times. Growing up, that term was thrown around so often. People always said it was so sensitive and very emotional. So what does that mean? I think that being sensitive means that you feel things more deeply than other people, and it's harder for you to cover up those emotions. Some people are really good at covering up their emotions. I know for me, you will see it on my face. It's very hard for me to cover up what I'm feeling, which is funny because I'm an actor, so I should be good at that, but honestly, it's kind of hard for me to do that. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and sometimes that means I get angry easily, and I cry easily, and I remember it felt like such an insult when I was growing up, when I would start crying and someone would be like, you're so sensitive, you're too sensitive, get over it, like, just get over yourself, you're so sensitive. And it really hurt, because it felt like such an insult, like the worst thing I could be was sensitive. It was so embarrassing that I was crying over this small thing. And for a while, I really wanted to be, like, I guess, closed off and cold-hearted. If you are or were anything like me, it sounds kind of appealing to be a little cold-hearted, because it kind of sounds like, oh, everything would be so much easier if I could just turn my emotions off and close myself off from everything, and I wouldn't be so sensitive, and I wouldn't cry so easily, and I wouldn't get so angry. Just, it sounds like so nice, because it can be really hard or embarrassing. And you're watching something. I remember one time, junior year, I don't remember what we were watching, but we were watching some documentary in my history class, and it was really sad, and I started crying, and in the back of my head there's a little voice that says, Marin, why are you such an attention seeker? Why are you crying in class? That's so embarrassing. Everyone knows you're just faking it for attention. Like, why would you do that? So embarrassing. Like, obviously I'm not crying because I want attention. It's the weirdest thing, because I think that's probably what I've been told growing up, is that, like, you're crying, you just want attention. There's this little demon in my head that just tells me that every time I'm emotional, it's just because I want attention. But crying in class is a little embarrassing because you're being really vulnerable, and it's hard to be vulnerable. But I started tearing up, and I cried a little bit watching this documentary because it was about something that was really sad. And it's hard for me to, I was really paying attention. I got really emotional. And in the moment, I was really embarrassed, and I was trying to shut down this voice that was telling me that I wanted attention, because that's just not true. But as I was, I remember thinking about this, going home and thinking about the fact that I was crying in class, and I didn't think it was such a bad thing, because I was crying because I saw this horrible thing on TV in a documentary, and I was impacted, and my thoughts and my emotions just came out through my eyes. And I don't think it's such a bad thing to feel things deeply. I don't think it's such a bad thing to wear your heart on your sleeve. So that was a moment that I can't forget, because I think it taught me to look at things a little differently. But still, even today, there's some times where I just wish that I was a little more cold-hearted. Because people who are unfazed by life, just they look cool. Like, I'll see someone who is like the coolest person I've seen, and they could go through all this stuff and never shed a tear. And I'm like, oh, I wish I was like them. They're so cool. They're so, like, they have their stuff together. They're so, I don't know. And sometimes I wish I was more like them. But I've also learned to be very grateful that I am the way that I am, because I think it's a gift that I can feel things so deeply. And I know, I think it shows a lot about who I am as a person, and that I care really, like, I care about other people and things that I see online. I care very deeply about other people. And if that means I get very passionate and really angry when someone makes a rude comment about an acquaintance of mine or someone I don't even know, I don't think that that's such a bad thing. It's about learning to control how you react a little bit, because you don't want to have claws out all the time. But I think it's a good thing to be sensitive. I've learned to appreciate it a little more over time. In my life, I feel like I've had this push and pull of being very sensitive and unfazed. There's times in my life where I feel very secure in, I guess, my vulnerability, because I think being sensitive has to do with being a little more vulnerable, where I think that's okay. I think it's nice that I have a softer heart. It's hard for me to, I was talking about how it's hard for me to hide my emotions. For example, if someone insults a song, they're like, if I'm playing a song in the car and they're like, oh, this song is so bad, I get like viscerally upset. Like, I get really offended, because I don't mind if you don't like the song. But when you go out and say, this song is bad, it feels like a personal attack. I was talking to one of my friends a while ago about this, about how I was getting so frustrated, and so I got so angry because someone insulted a song that I liked. And my friend said, I wish I could pull up this text that he sent me. He said, I think that we get so upset when someone insults the music we like, because the music we listen to is a direct representation of who we are, whether it's through the music itself or the lyrics. If we like a song, it says something about who we are. And I never thought about it like that before. And I totally agree. I think that who we are is reflected in the music we listen to. And that's why I get so offended when someone insults a song that I like. So if you're out there making fun of other people's music taste, it's okay to say, hey, can we skip this song? But don't say, hey, this song is bad, skip it. Be nice about it, because it is a direct reflection of who they are as a person a lot of times. Yeah, but that's an example of, I think, being sensitive. I don't feel like I'm very sensitive when someone insults me. I think growing up I was a lot more, but I've learned to be more secure in who I am and trust myself more. So if someone else were to insult me, it doesn't really hurt as much, because I don't really care. I know who I am. But no, definitely, like, growing up, sometimes, like, I'd want to do something my way. And when someone tried to do something differently, like, oh my goodness, me and my sister used to get in the worst arguments over, like, cooking. Because Like, you know, every time we would bake something, we used to get in these big arguments because she was better than I was. And when I tried to do something and did it a little bit wrong, she would, like, tell me I was doing it wrong. And I would get so offended. And then she'd call me sensitive because I was being very sensitive. But just because I didn't like that I couldn't do something perfect the first time. Like, when I can't do something perfectly the first time, it is so frustrating. I know there's some of you out there that are just like me, and it is so frustrating because obviously I can't do everything perfect the first time, but it's like, I don't know, it's like this constant need that is so hard for me to get rid of. But yeah, I would get called sensitive, and it would really hurt. But now I know that it's not because I'm annoying and I wanted attention. It's just because I'm a perfectionist, and I was frustrated at myself, and that reflected in me crying a little bit. But it does have to just be crying. It can be also anger. I hate the phrase. I hate the phrase, can't you just take a joke? Like, just take a joke. It grinds my gears when someone says something disrespectful or offensive, and I rush to, like, defend either someone's name or a group of people or just whatever it is that they offended, and they just go like, oh, you're so sensitive, like, just take a joke. Like, no, I'm not being sensitive. I'm just right. Like, you're just being a rude person. I'm not gonna stand by, and I'm not gonna listen to someone say stuff like that. And if that means that I'm being called sensitive, then yes, I am a sensitive person. Because the last thing I'm going to do is sit back and listen to someone talk their mouth and be so rude and so ignorant. And at some point, like, maybe they're not going to stop. Maybe that's just who they are. Like, sure. But who I am is a person that's not going to tolerate that, especially in my space. If you are in my presence, no one will be speaking like that. So, yeah, I'm sensitive, I guess, for defending people that I care about and or something that I believe in. And if that makes me sensitive, then I am so proud and so glad to be a sensitive person. Yeah, I make it sound like it's so easy for me to, like, say that, but being sensitive has not always been something that I've been proud of. It, like, especially in high school, is that, you know, that's when you're figuring yourself out and you're starting to, like, get a better sense of who you are and try different things. And there are periods of time where I just decided to close myself off and I tried to, like, not be emotional and just be out of touch with my emotions because I thought that it would be easier. I thought that it would make my life better if things didn't impact me so deeply, if situations in my life didn't stick with me, because I think I've gotten better at learning to let go of my past a little bit and think forward and think of tomorrow. Especially in high school, like, when I would go through a situation or when I would, like, get embarrassed, I would think about it, like, forever, and I could not let go of things, and I was just like, you know what, if I just stopped being emotional and I stopped caring about everything so much and just didn't, I don't care anymore, unfazed, like, nothing matters, I'm just gonna go through my life and just not be emotional and just stop caring, and that was really hard. That was way harder than anything, like, honestly, because it's just not who I am, and some people it's easier for them to shut off, and sometimes it's not such a bad thing in certain situations, but I couldn't do it. It bottled up a lot of anger, I think, inside of me, and a lot of emotions, like, all at once would just come flooding out, because I would spend so long bottling up emotions every time I felt sad or irritated or I missed something or frustrated. It would all get bottled up, and then one day, like, the gate would break and everything would just come out. And I think that's normal, just, like, you know, sometimes we just, like, forget to remember how frustrated life is and then things come out. But it was, like, at a different level. Like, I refused to let myself get emotional for so long, and it was so exhausting, and I was so tired, and I realized that that's just not who I am, and I can't keep doing that, because it's not healthy for me. I became a lot more of an irritable person, I was very angry at everything. And once I learned to let my guard down a bit and just allow myself to be vulnerable and not care so much what other people would think about me, I was a lot happier overall. A big thing is just trying to not let the way others perceive you impact you as much. And that is so hard to do because, I mean, everyone cares. Like, I truly do not believe that there is a single person on this earth who doesn't care even the slightest bit about how others perceive them. I feel like over time I've gotten a lot better at this. I do feel like generally I don't really care that much. But I still care a little. I don't think that ever goes away. But once I allowed myself to just be who I am and be sensitive and be vulnerable, I don't know, I just started caring less because I realized that it really wasn't that, it wasn't a bad reflection of my character. I think it's a positive reflection of who I am, and I'm proud of the person I am now, and because I'm proud of myself and I like the person I am now, it's easier for me to care a little less about how other people perceive me. But yeah, still sometimes I haven't been called sensitive in a little while, but it still stings a little bit because I know that younger Marin was really hurt by those words in the past, but I've learned to not take it as such a negative thing, and be proud of that. Like, yes, I am sensitive. I feel things very deeply because I care so much about everything. There's this quote from the TV show Girls, which I've never seen, I just found this online, where the character references Fiona Apple, and she says, I read this article about Fiona Apple, where she said, oh, everybody acts like I'm nuts. I'm not nuts. I just want to feel everything. I couldn't find this Fiona Apple quote, so I don't think it actually quite exists, but, exactly, like, I want to feel everything, and I used to hate that. I used to hate that part of myself. I hated that I was so sensitive, and I hated that I spoke so passionately about the things I believed, and I hated that I spoke so loudly, and that I cared so much. But, like, that quote just makes sense to me. Like, I just want to feel everything. I want to experience everything, and I want to feel everything as deeply as I can, because I just crave it. I don't know. And I love that part of myself, and I'm not going to be ashamed for being who I am, because that's just who I am. So yeah, I got into that. But you know, like, I'm sick of people telling me that it's a bad thing for me to be sensitive, because it's not. And if you are like me, if you are like me and Miss Fiona Apple, it is okay. And it's such a gift that you care so deeply about the world and that you have so much to say and so much to feel. And you should never feel ashamed for that, because it is a wonderful thing that you have. That's what I'm going to say about that. once you let go of how other people perceive you a little bit, it's so freeing. And I'm so glad that I've learned to let go of that more. And I just, that's that. All right, let's get into the weekly goal. Today's goal is to listen to your heart, listen to your body, and be kinder to yourself. If you suddenly get very angry or start crying at something, instead of being immediately feeling embarrassed and trying to pull back, what does that say about who you are? Like, I was talking about how I get offended when someone insults a song I like. It's because I learned that that's just a reflection of what's going on in my brain, and that's why I like the song so much. And that's also helped me not judge other people as much for their music taste, because, like, come on, we're all a little judgmental. I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that sometimes I'm not judging music. Like, there's some songs that I just will never get. I'll never get it. Some genres I'll just never vibe with, and that's okay. I've learned, though, like, I'm not gonna hate on someone for listening to this kind of music because maybe that resonates with them in a way that it will never resonate with me. So that's something that I learned about myself that helped me understand other people a little more. But just overall this week, please be kind to yourself. Trust your body. Trust your heart. Because it's coming from a good place and it's okay to be sensitive. It's okay to be emotional. Like, there is nothing wrong with you. I'm right with you. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was a little, like, I think it was a little ranty in a way, but I just needed to get some feelings out and thoughts out, and I love Fiona Apple. I love what she, I guess what she stands for, what her music is about. I mean, her music is just about, like, being human. Like, oh God, like, it's just what it's like to be human. I love her music. You really should give it a listen. It's not everyone's cup of tea. It's very unique sound, I guess, but I urge you to listen to the lyrics and the background. Like, I don't know, just everything about it is just so, like, well put together. I love her. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope to see you in the next episode, which I don't know when it will be released because I've not been on a really great schedule lately, but we'll see what happens. I'm gonna aim for next week, but you know, life works in mysterious ways and it's not my fault. I'm just kidding, it's my fault, I'm gonna get better. But we'll see what happens. Shout out all my sensitive folks out there. We love you and we support you, and you would love Fiona Apple. My sensitive peeps out there, you would love Fiona Apple. Okay, love always. Eat some good food this week. Listen to your heart and soul. I love you so much. Peace out. See you next week. Bye.